In her weekly update, Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter addressed what she called probably the biggest thing happening in the city, that being the 8,000-acre Sorensen annexation located to the north of current city boundaries.
There are 5,770 approved units, along with 577 affordable units. Over 5,000 acres will be dedicated open space. They're dedicating 10 acres to improved open space for every 1,000 residential units, which is a higher standard than we have currently in the city. This is a development that was entitled by the county, and then now they're requesting annexation to the city. Any further questions? I'm happy to go into more detail. You can contact me or council members, as they've worked for many, many hours working through all the details in this annexation.
Moving the development within the city has been a topic of discussion for the past 2 years. Citizens, the council, staff, and the developer participated in discussions around the agreement as part of the envisioned Heber 2050 update to the general plan, as well as at previous public hearings earlier in 2020. The final version of the master development agreement is expected to be online in the next few days. Mayor Potter says the public will have about a week to direct final comments and questions to council members and staff ahead of the May 19 vote. Mayor Potter also addressed COVID-19 in the city.
We're still being asked to wear masks in public places, to social distance as much as possible, and if we can keep doing that and avoiding any spikes or second phases or waves that we're seeing in some other states and countries, we will be able to keep moving forward. Hopefully the governor will see fit to move us to a yellow level. We're at orange now, and we'll hopefully continue to move back to a more normal interaction where people can work and get the incomes that they need, and we can continue to improve our situation.
Wasatch County specific COVID-19 information can be found through a link on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.